Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Real Housewives news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Welcome to the Housewives of New Jersey, and we are joined today by two of my favorite gays.
That's right.
Two of my favorites. We have my best friend in the whole world, Joshua Lee Farmer.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Nice to see you again. I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
And Cameron. What's up, baby?
How do I compete with that voice?
Sorry, you got me all riled up.
I'm sitting next to Barry White.
Let's get it on. Ah, come on.
Right. How are you, babe?
I'm good.
I've been missing you.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you too.
Not on the laptop screen.
Oh. Right, you weren't supposed to tell anybody about those videos. I mean, those were just between you and I.
Well, you know, Kenny mentioned the Craigslist thing, so I was like, oh, I'm going to check it out.
And then up pops Christina.
it will happen.
Most viewed ads.
It will happen. Feel like I'm on display.
Display.
And
on
of
display.
Course, as always, we are joined by Jesse Janney. What up, Grandmaster?
Yo, what up, After Buzzes?
Keep the buzz on and cracking. So cool. Tonight, our episode. Let's just get right to it. Like, honestly, that text battle is ridiculous. Do boys do that?
I guess they do.
Really?
In Jersey.
Oh,
I usually don't do text battles with my male friends. I don't think so.
No, like, I just call them and say, bitch, don't catch you in public.
Bitch, exactly. Don't let me catch you slipping, okay?
Okay, because I'm here and I'm watching.
Yeah, I'm outside, bitch.
Exactly.
By the way.
Exactly. So it's just like, step up, Joe. Step up, Joe and Joe. Like, either fist fight, brawl it out,
yeah,
or go the fuck about your day. I'm just saying.
I feel like Teresa's husband's kind of a hater, though. I feel like he's just hating on the other Joe, like, because he's just, like, more fun and free and whatever.
Yeah, well, I guess the problem is they think that he's now supporting them or supporting Teresa's book because of the cameras.
Uh-huh.
I think they're just trying to get over their shit.
Yeah, I think they're trying to get over their shit and the cameras happen to be there.
Exactly.
So what are you going to do about it now, you know?
And we were talking about this earlier. Like, I question Melissa and Joe Gorga's genuinity.
Yeah.
And you two over there just...
Yeah, we're on
Team Gorgas.
We're on the Gorga side, for sure.
We'll elaborate on that. Like, why do you like them? Because I think they're a little fake.
Well, I think they're both fake. But if we got to choose one over or the other,
there you go.
Then I'm going with the Gorgas. Okay.
Well, let me ask. What do you mean? What do you mean they're fake?
I think that they do some things to look a little bit better. Like, maybe they think that they're better than other people. I think that maybe they do get a little showy for the cameras.
But I think that's okay. If you throw a camera up on me, I'm going to get a little showy too, okay? Especially if it's like my show, okay? So, no problem there.
Let's break it down. So, Judice.
Otherwise known as Juicy.
Kathy called him Juicy.
He's Juicy.
Well, we all know that in the tabloids that they're going through their bankruptcy. And, you know, I have to say, I kind of feel for Joe Giudice because I think we were talking about this earlier. I think that Teresa is delusional. I think she's delusional. I think she ran their money. I think she spent it all. And I think he just let her get away with it because he didn't want to hear her nagging. I think he kind of just gave in. He was like, you know what? Fuck, I'm married. Because you hear the backstory. He had a crush on her. You know, he really liked her. They knew each other growing up. Mm-hmm. So I think he kind of just dealt with it. And then he realized he nurtured this monster. She's a monster.
I can see that.
I mean, I can definitely agree with that.
So I think she's delusional. And so I think as far as fate goes, I think she's the fake one. She's living completely out of her means. Her brother makes good money. So his wife, to act like she does, they have the finances to back it up. Whereas Teresa no longer does. On top of that, in the tabloid, she herself is in some financial troubles or some legal matters because
She got cut out of those.
They're after her for bankruptcy fraud.
Oh,
yeah. Wait, is there fraud after bankruptcy? Like,
yeah. Well, because if you file bankruptcy,
I thought bankruptcy is like as bad as it gets.
No. Well, there's fraud because if you provide wrong or misleading information for your bankruptcy case, you know, or you don't file everything because you have to list all your assets and so on and so forth. So he's being nailed for like 10 years, possibly federal charges. But they're after her for bankruptcy fraud or something.
Because I thought we just watched the episode where they settled out in court. So this must be something that's happening right now.
This sucks. Yeah. That sucks for them.
So it's like you made a mistake the first time around. Like, learn from those mistakes and
get
your life on and cracking again.
I don't feel. I definitely think they're acting up for the cameras, but I don't think I don't think the Gorgas are really fake. I think they're just extravagant.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, you definitely have a point there. And
I mean, I'm not saying
I'll
right.
I'll definitely go back and review the episodes.
Poor Juicy.
Yeah. Aww. Sorry, Juice.
And Teresa, we see her calling Melissa, like, get your husband to act right, and you better be at Melania's birthday. I'm like,
oh, Melania.
You're asking
Melania,
his wife, to control you, basically. Like, are we kidding right now? Are we kidding?
Well, do wives really control their husbands when it comes down to it?
I mean, not a Joe.
Well,
not a
I don't know.
Joe.
Look at Judas. He's in this predicament because he allowed his wife to get away with all the spending that she did.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe he does get ran out by his wife. Yeah. So maybe.
And in past episodes, Melissa called her out on it, you know. Cook your own food. Stop using your mom's recipes.
I know. I saw that. I was like, what? Yeah. She's like, it's a family.
The skinny
cookbook.
Italian. Come on now.
Wait, is that kind of like an oxymoron? Skinny Italian. A couple episodes ago, was it Teresa? She's like, well, the cook ain't skinny.
That's
talking
funny.
About Kathy.
What about that daughter, too, with her like weight problem?
I just want to hug her. Like, I just think...
Well, I think she either needs to lose weight or stop complaining about it.
Exactly.
Like, like you said earlier, she should own her weight. Like, if you're a big girl, be a big girl. No big deal. That's hot.
Exactly.
But don't complain about, like, I don't want to be skinny and then, like, stuff some salami and some cheese, in your mouth.
She's like, it's just better.
Yeah. Yeah. And but she has a big, thick boyfriend that makes her look small, too.
Oh, yeah. And he's not hating on it.
Yeah, he likes it. Every
exactly.
drop.
She's
There's also
a good,
the corruption
healthy girl.
Of the corruption of this whole reality thing, because in another interview with Teresa, she was saying that somebody asked her if she regrets doing the show. And part of her is yes, part of her is no. The yes part was that their lives are completely scrutinized. You know, she supposedly believes in family. So I can understand Caroline's daughter having that whole mentality of, I look skinnier, I'm on TV all the time. I mean, I don't condone the whining. I hate whiners. But but I did feel bad for Caroline. You know, she actually cried when the daughter told her that. Was it last episode or two episodes ago when the daughter was explaining, you know, I don't feel good about myself.
But I remember. Caroline's very heartfelt about her children. Like, that is a real family.
Yeah. I definitely like their family. Their family definitely, because I haven't been a big fan of family in my life, but they have such a nice unit that it makes a positive view for me. I think, oh, wow.
Exactly. It's like there's some hope out there for
hope
real
for family.
Exactly.
We're bringing back the family.
I think it was season 1 or 2 maybe season two. And Albie didn't get into that law school or whatever. They were expelling him. She went off. She
you
went
keep
off.
Fighting,
like,
Albie.
Don't you ever let somebody tell you what you can't do. I was like, damn, Caroline.
Hallelujah, Caroline.
She's going in. She's going in.
I think that's when she won me over. I was like, yeah, thanks, Caroline.
Like, oh,
I can do it too.
The best mother.
Well, that's true. Because I kind of felt during and after season one, I thought Caroline was kind of a bully.
Mm-hmm.
But really? I also realized, well, no, then I realized. Once they took,
you were a Danielle style lover, weren't you?
No. Once I realized that once they took the sister's name was Dina.
Dina. Mm.
That the protective side of her kind of backed off, and you get to see her as the nurturing mother as opposed to the protective sister. Because I think she was just overboard in the protectiveness of her sister. Because Dina was a little bit.
Yeah, she's like, you want to look at somebody? Look at me in the reunion.
Yeah, she's gonna come
girl,
after
please.
Her.
So and I agree. I think that they make a good visual for families and family values. And I like Caroline's family with her husband and the kids. I also like Caroline's family dynamic with her and her brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and I definitely like Albie and Chris is the other brother's name too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like them.
I love Chris more and more every season. I keep thinking, like, as the seasons go along, I think Albie's gay.
Oh, wow.
Just saying.
I think Chris could be the diamond in the rough. Like, that's the kind of guy
is.
That every girl should choose.
He's like, no,
but
I'm
they
not
go
gonna
after
go to
somebody
school.
Else.
Exactly. There you
he's,
go.
He's like funny. He's sweet. He's like, you know, he seems like a little bit of a, maybe a little bit of a baby, but at the same time.
I
like,
would take him seriously, though.
I think
but
that
I like Juvenile.
Did you watch
maybe
season
I should take
one?
Back the baby comment. I feel like I did, but I don't really remember him too much.
He wanted to have his own strip club car wash.
Yes,
oh, yeah, I do remember
yes.
that.
He's like, you know, I don't want to go to school. I don't want a degree. What I want to do is I want to create the first strip mall car wash.
I was like, hey.
And, you know, it worked out pretty well. They got the clients coming in.
Yeah.
But not to go back again to another episode, which isn't this one.
Yeah, sorry.
But that Black Water episode, too, he totally stole the show. Mm-hmm.
No, he's the secret gem.
Seriously.
Ladies, they're all looking at Albie. They might want to turn and look at Chris for a
exactly.
second.
Exactly. Like, it's like the personality or the face.
Yeah,
which
you know.
Do you want?
Well, I don't think anybody wants to compete with Greg over Albie.
Oh my God, Greg.
Greg
will snake your man. Like, let's talk
Greg
about that,
take
too.
Take your man.
Like,
bitch, don't blink. Your man's gone.
Exactly. Melissa's like, oh, he's my best girlfriend. Da, da, da. Bitch, if you can't see that he's up there trying to snake your man, you have another thing
incoming,
coming. Because we watch them in the charity run for the disabled. First of all, never mind. That's just Joshua, you know where I'm going because you're my best friend, but I can't say that. It's too mean. But we see them at the charity run for the disabled, and first Melissa just jumps on Greg because he's a fine piece of gay meat.
Okay.
And even she said, she's like, sometimes I don't think he's gay. I'm like,
I think they all
time
have
will
connection.
Tell.
Yeah.
They sure do. And I think we're moments away from a three-way also.
I hope so. One, two, three.
That's my prediction.
Everybody loves three.
Exactly. Because we see Melissa jump on Greg's face, and then immediately right after, we see Greg, or Joe, Gorga, jump on Greg's face. And then we see Greg on a leash. Like, what else do you want?
What else?
I mean, we've got Greg on a leash, we've got the bulldog, we've got the cheetah, we've got the zebra.
And then we had the club scene with Joe on top of Greg.
Oh, my God. And, like, grinding on him?
Yeah,
seriously.
Like, literally.
She was like, woo!
Little Joe was on the back of Greg's neck.
Yeah. No, I'm a fan of Little Joe after this episode. I thought he was cute.
Little juicy.
Oh, no.
Tarzan.
By Little Joe, I was referencing his...
Tarzan.
With his anaconda?
Yes.
What anaconda? His water snake, possibly.
He's a grower, really not a shower.
Do you guys think that?
God, I hope so.
I think I'm on Team Christina with this. I think Greg and Albie have messed around before.
Oh, wow.
I hope so. Like,
listen, I'm saying I hope so, too, but I
hope
know.
So. And that look, he's like, I guess Chris mentioned to Greg, he's like, can you smell a straight man? He's like, can you?
And Albie starts sweating in his fucking
boots.
He's
like, no, not here. Not right
like,
now. Not on camera.
This is getting weird.
He's like, cut to a commercial.
Yeah. It's like, sorry, Albie.
We've got you.
I'll be on our side.
It was so cute, though, because they were talking about first kisses, and Greg's like, I have my first kiss long before you, Chris.
Yeah.
From a girl. I was like, good job, buddy.
That's really funny.
He's like, but I had to be drunk to kiss a girl, so let's just keep that in mind.
Those girls will probably take it anyway, because it's pretty cute.
Oh, so cute. If only. If only.
Everyone
so then Melissa comes over. And they sabotage her ass into singing at that launch.
Yeah, on display,
That poor girl.
Well, see, and that's where I don't agree with. Well, I think you're kind of being like Kenny right now. Uh-huh. Because if she's that, it's I think okay. she's that extravagant. I think she wants to do the show. She's no, like, oh, yeah.
I'm definitely a fan of Melissa. I think she should do it. Should she definitely lip sing her way through it? I would. And I'd be looking great and be having a good time. Like,
and I'll be laughing at poor her. Poor girl, from nothing. The
she's like, she's going to be in some kind of fat ass outfit.
Yeah, no, she's going to be. She's going to do a great job. And I think it's good for her song. Like, what? You know,
it's good for her soul, maybe.
Her husband's going to get plastered.
I mean, she's going to do as good as like, any, like, how many housewives have we seen like go across the stage, like, oh, looking so busted.
Okay, like, exactly. Honey,
you're, how can you look any worse than what who the other
Countess?
Ones are? Like how are Danielle? Okay, remember that. What was
or
her song?
Kim.
Elegant is that.
So close to you.
Oh, Danielle?
Yeah, and
oh
her lesbian song. With her, okay,
party
nobody.
For the party.
Yeah.
Don't be daddy for that body. I think that's probably my favorite.
But what about
but
what about
she is tragic.
Freak, Closet Freak from the one from the guy from Housewives of Atlanta.
Nobody Housewives of Atlanta? Song?
Yeah, Closet Wait. Freak from the...
The queen that did her hair. Did he was yeah. friends with...
I can't remember his name. Miss Lawrence, Miss Lawrence, Miss Lawrence. I think that might be the best
one. The hairdresser,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Oh, he has a voice, though.
Yeah, he
he's
pretty
legit.
Much,
yeah, like, he was like... That's no pop star.
He's, yeah. kind of big in the scene in Atlanta. Because I watch...
is he really?
I watch Sunday's Best, which is a gospel competition. He's all in the second row.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He's all ready for church. Does he have like one of those hats on, too? The church hats.
You know? A fan.
Cute. Yeah. bring
Carl
it back
Lagerfeld.
Now. That's really funny.
So, maybe I'm being a little catty, but I don't think... Josh and I, we've discussed.
I'm saying if
how...
we had to pick a lesser of each evil, you know, they're both. I'm saying like whatever.
Oh, I'm talking
both...
about this bitch okay. singing right now.
Okay, oh. But hey, make your money. You know, somebody give me a recording album, I will sing.
Like
for
if you're
you,
passionate about something, you should definitely do it. But I might be kicking back watching you laughing.
Yeah. But so that's part of the yeah.
It's not kind of, I think that's real. She's putting herself out there like that.
Yeah.
Well, gotta way to go that way.
Take the punches.
Yeah.
Way to go that way, I guess.
Yeah,
I believe all of this. You know, they're getting paid, and what? And she doesn't. Yeah, I would, what if they need the money or not? Who cares? But they're putting themselves out, and you know.
Yeah, and she's doing something that makes her happy. It's creative.
I'm a Leo. Any attention, whether it's negative or positive, is good attention.
So. Honey, I will give it to you. But while we're on the topic of singers, I feel like you know adults really do set the example for the children and their families.
Oh, wow.
And we've got Gia's best hits in the making this
God.
Episode. So
she was laying down some tracks.
A retrospective.
Sure was. She really was.
Yeah. She's like, was it the song Melania? Or
yeah.
Melania.
One.
You were one, you were two, you were three, you were four, you were five, turn six in a little
Your
bit.
Your body in gymnastics.
Flipping around. Getting all sweaty. All
right, now, you guys can't tell me. You don't think that the second song was written for her?
Okay,
I'm not sure.
Literally, the theme. Come on,
I really couldn't make out the words. She was like crying.
I feel like that song. I feel like she might have actually wrote it, but I think the song for her sister. She didn't put anything into it. She's like, I don't want to write this bitch
song. Hard to take.
If she could write with, she was talking about her mind was at. Was that Scrubble?
I believe she wrote it because, like I was telling her, because her favorite child is Melania.
The horrible
and Melania is very
kid,
articulate. Melania's like, you know, don't eat that one or else my feelings are going to be hurt. Aww. So I think because of all this drama and this bullshit, I think the kids are really actually, they grow up faster. They're a little more articulate than normal kids.
Exactly. She's like, no, bitch, I'm not wearing that dress. It's out of season.
Yeah. She's like, no, bitch.
I don't want that.
I don't want it. She just said she wouldn't have it.
But, you know, maybe, who knows, maybe the producers wrote it for her.
She was trying to put that ball gown on for a pizzeria cookout.
Yeah. I was like, well, honey. But she said, hey, this is my party.
She's like, no, it's too expensive.
Yeah. And I love it when Joe and Teresa at the Amber Channel be like, hey, we're best friends. Don't worry about it. And that bitch
look,
was like,
that
please.
That smile. She's like, ding.
Look.
Yeah. Yeah, but look, we love each other. And she's like, you don't
Did you believe
like
that for
it?
One second?
I didn't believe it either.
She
Neither
shouldn't
that
believe
girl.
It.
Kids like, are smart, guys. They're
oh,
smart.
Oh, yeah, dude. They can tell. They can tell when you're lying.
Yeah, they know.
I hope.
Wow.
Jumping well, we back could tell, right?
To last week's episode. I'm sorry. When Gia, that's the oldest, right? When she freaked out when the dad busted his tooth.
She's like, oh, my gosh. She's like, you're going to be ugly forever.
Yeah. Sorry, Juicy. Lost a tooth there. Maybe you want to slow down. Slow down, Juicy, slow down.
She's Mom, like, is he really my dad?
Yeah. We don't have the same teeth.
Like, why?
She's like, maybe you should take a gymnastics lesson from Melania.
Gymnastics. Okay. Yeah.
Keep doing your gymnastics and you're 5 and you're 6 and you're 10.
And you might be 18.
Come day. Like, wow. Wait, is that girl going to have an album too? I'm sure she will.
Jesse's like, Melissa's like, don't come for me.
Yeah, that's so funny. I love when Melissa popped out in the episode to Greg that she thought she was more attractive than Teresa. She's like, you gotta look better than her. It's like, honey, I already do. It's not hard.
Oh my.
It's like, tell us how you really feel, Melissa.
Well,
it's the truth, honestly. Come on.
It is the truth.
It is a little true, but
it is the truth.
It's a lot true.
A little true.
Teresa is a.
I mean, she has an age.
A monster.
Just saying, like all the stress catches up with your face.
She's busted, and her hair is over processed.
Which is a little gold.
Well, Melissa's this too.
And so. the thing is, I would never be but saying Melissa's these things about makeup. Teresa as if she wasn't such a like.
Needs help.
I'm on display, on display. Need a lot of makeup to wear.
Oh my gosh, those kids that episode were like, "Well, sing for us."
Yeah. Every time it's like one kid's birthday and the other kid ends up singing, and I'm like, "Okay, wait a minute. Whose event is this right now?" Okay.
You know.
At my birthday, no other siblings will be singing. Okay.
Okay.
I will
me
be performing
and
my
me
new
only.
Single.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which is another point because Melania and Melissa's daughter get along really well. It's kind of cute.
Yeah,
like, they like messed it up like, a couple episodes back.
It should helped her blow out her candles.
Yeah.
It was so magical.
But still, I think their relationship's a little weird. It's like, I don't want you to play with that Barbie. That's mine. Like, I don't know. They're both that way with each other.
Well, though. I don't know. Me and my cousins were like that,
too.
Yeah,
kids are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kids. And speaking of kids.
Here, you can have the smaller crown.
Yeah, it's like, I'll take the big
exactly.
one.
Exactly. Thank you.
You can play with the one with the cones over here.
That pizza party was the best birth control I've ever taken in my entire life. I am just
speaking of it, sponsored. Speaking of that party.
Yeah. Seen this sitting in the show. I think I'm having anxiety.
No, yeah. Seriously.
Actually, during
like,
the process of that thing, Christina popped in a plan B.
I sure did.
She just didn't even need one. She just thought she was going to take one. I told her.
Exactly.
Auto abort.
She said, get your mind right, honey. If there's anything there, abort mission.
Seriously, like the sound of screaming children, like we both work in a restaurant. Restaurant kids, I guess, are different from real children in reality.
Whoa.
That's what
we
say.
No, you don't understand. I worked in a department store.
I cannot do it.
In the toy store.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine those kids?
Like, you know, parents
didn't want. Yeah.
No.
This one, mommy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, they look like little gremlins to me. Like, it is not cute for your nasty
and the mother,
child
like, trying
to touch me
like,
with their
Billy,
dirty
come on,
ass
Billy.
Hands.
Please just get down from there. Come on, Billy. It's like, no, bitch.
I'm like, do you hear your fucking
Stop
baby
Stop wiping
screaming?
Your nose.
Yeah.
Do you hear your baby screaming? You need to take them outside because
Oh, the best of the parents that are like, their babies are screaming and they're just like,
Yeah,
I'm
they're like,
bitch.
Oh, you're so precious. I'm like, get that thing out of here. Get it out.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm hoping
But if you do have
kids,
bless your heart.
I mean, maybe I'll feel differently.
Yeah.
10, 20
Will
years
Will
Xtina
ever
now?
Get a maternal instinct? Who knows?
Probably not.
Maybe she'll be like the Menzos.
We'll do that for Carol. Predictions.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, Gia's crying, talking to the uncle. They're like, here, have a cupcake. Happiness is only 1,000 calories away.
Yeah, and that's like that when she's going to be telling her therapist that, like, that's when I first developed my eating disorder. I tried to talk about my feelings and somebody gave me a fucking cupcake. Thanks, fucking.
Not only did she get a cupcake, she got a pizza. Was it pizza or cake?
I don't know. Was that pizza
it was
or cake?
A pizza cake?
It was a pizza. Yeah, it was a
but
pizza
is
cake.
But is it chicken or tuna?
Like, is it chicken or is it cat?
Chicken or fish. That's what it was, I guess. Is it pizza or cake? Is
it
pizza,
pizza
made
it
out
was,
of cake?
No, it
was
smells
in the form
like
of
fish,
a pizza?
But tastes like
no,
chicken.
My gosh, that is so
I've
wrong.
Heard that trick before.
I bet you have, you dirty, nasty little boy.
That's so funny.
All right, I believe we have Courtney on the line. Courtney, there.
Oh.
Hi, hey,
baby.
What's
hey.
Up, lovely?
Courtney, you there?
I think she just passed away. She's like, hey. That's all she had to say. Just a quick hello. All
right.
Hey.
She's sponge bathing, Kenny.
She's like, you guys have only paid me for 5 seconds of time.
Sorry.
Good night.
She's like, yep, until I get a new contract. Hey. Bye.
She really didn't.
Hello?
She didn't put her Jessica Simpson shoes away.
She's like Kobe Bryant.
House.
Nike, buy it. Kobe Bryant, out. What up, Courtney?
I'm so connected. Hi. Hey.
Hey. How's it going? What are you doing? Having a mimosa at home?
I wish. I was, like, listening to your show, and you guys all look so cute and fabulous, and I love your scarf, Christina.
Oh, hey.
I wore it for you.
But I got super depressed because I heard words like, Melissa's super hot, and I almost passed out and fell on the floor.
That's Cameron,
baby. I've been trying to call on the damn phone, and the phone wasn't working.
That's right. I said it.
That's right. I said it.
When y'all are doing it, me and Courtney text message each other like, these motherfuckers.
What is wrong with you
well,
people?
Well, Courtney, we got a spot for you right here. It's yeah. like it's like we need a one of those things they have at the movie theater.
So, Courtney, are you on Teresa's side, or you just feel that Melissa's just definitely not hot and shouldn't be
I mean, I'm not necessarily on Teresa's side. I'm kind of depressed that Teresa is so not likable at all this season, and yeah. this only confirmed how unlikable she was. And the cheese-in that she was doing the whole time she was running that race was driving me crazy. I wanted to pull her ponytails out. But Melissa is the fakest chick I have ever seen.
Okay, thank you.
Even down to when
pull
she
it
was
back,
trying
pull it back.
To comfort Gia after her
like, I'm
hot mess
get those ears.
Might get those songs. Oh Courtney, will you be buying those
songs?
Singles?
Was crazy ridiculous, but hey, the girl was supposed to be emotional. But Melissa gave her the fakest hug, like it was a stank bitch, like, I don't like this hell, but I'm going to hug her because that's what I'm supposed to do, kind of hug.
She's like, I'm trying to get our husbands together.
Wow.
No, Jesse called. Jesse's like, Melissa's like, oh, this bitch is coming for me.
She's like,
stop
okay.
singing.
That's so true. Yeah, she totally tried to stop. She's like, excuse me, my single's coming out. Anybody listen to this
exactly.
little girl?
Exactly. She's like, stop trying to steal my glow. It hasn't even fully blown up yet. Yeah. So I'm done. I don't like Melissa. And just because Teresa is kind of on the whack train this time does not make Melissa legit. Melissa is whack.
Exactly. Wow. That's how I feel also. Mm.
Well, at least Melissa's paying her bills.
Oh.
No, Melissa ain't paying no bills, honey.
Joe is.
Melissa ain't got nothing to contribute
Joe
except
can pay my
a
bills
whole lot
too.
Of makeup okay. and a whole lot of greasy
can
hair.
Pay my bills?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I do hear you on that.
Jersey but. Divorce law is pretty much the same as New York divorce law, so Melissa's going to make out like a bandit.
Yeah.
New York divorce law is crazy, so.
And when Jersey's
she's
going to
end up leaving him for one of those producers.
Greg.
On display.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm
Courtney.
Back to oh, wanting to have a three-way.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was like, Courtney, how do you feel about that three-way?
Would you buy the movie?
Wait, are you talking about Joe and Albie and what's his face?
Well,
oh
Albie.
My God!
Wait,
make
no,
it
no,
a
I forgot. Courtney sent me a text that said she agrees that Albie and Greg are boinking.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
But
earlier.
Is
For
Albie
sure.
the top of the
like,
bottom?
I've,
or the
we've been thinking he was a little shaky all the way through.
Exactly.
But this episode, Albie was visibly uncomfortable.
I know.
When they were talking,
and remember when that hot chick was like singing to him and stuff, like. He couldn't handle it.
But I think that girl.
And then when he
like
said
women.
He hadn't kissed anybody till he turned 16, I was like, oh, there it is.
Wow. Well, Greg's like, I had to be drunk to kiss women.
Albie's like, me too. I mean, never mind. Like, whoa, Albie.
I was talking about Melissa, Little Joe, and Greg three-way, but I mean, we can make this a foursome and
wow.
throw Albie up in that mix.
Yeah, I'm just going
I think that wouldn't work just because Melissa's too full of herself. She's more excited about what's his name wanting to be just like her if he was
better
a girl.
For Greg.
And they would end okay. up pushing Melissa out the bed.
Yeah.
No, girl, you just go downstairs.
Yeah, okay. You're just, and Melissa stand there, you're on display.
We're gonna have man time now.
Lock the door,
exactly.
Lock the door.
They would just ignore her and she would lose her mind. Yeah. She's like, you guys, look at it's my boobs.
Yeah, they'd be like, Melissa, please step to the side, honey.
Exactly.
There's two men at work right here. Two men at work, Melissa, please.
There's orange cones.
Yeah, like, step to the, you're on display, honey. Back it up, okay? And chill.
We're watching you.
Yeah. Why don't you go down to this studio for a minute and no, don't worry about warming up. Just start singing and then see what happens. We'll electronicize it.
And you
no
better
worries.
Not come back until you have work. It'll take a while.
That's funny. She's like in the studio, like not one bead of sweat has come down her face. On display, on display. No, I'm
joking. Put the auto-tune
I'll
on.
Be buying her song, whatever.
She's doing a cover of Gia's hit, 1 to 100.
1 to 100. You'll be 1, you'll be 2, you'll be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's like, Gia, where do you fucking own Sesame Street, bitch? Can we get a real song
the
here?
The Count, Gia.
She's the Count, the new Count.
This little bitch had a hit.
She did.
How many hits would this bitch have?
She's like, there's a market there.
Courtney, don't I know? I know you're prancing around in your Jessica Simpson shoes. You're supposed to put away.
Oh, no, she's not. Do you watch that?
I couldn't even hear half of that, so I'm not sure what was said.
Those shoes are
not
in a box, liar.
He's talking about how you put your Jessica Simpson shoes, the yellow ones, away in the box for Project Runway. And he's accusing you of staying at home prancing around in them.
Well, not those, not this time.
Oh, they're the red pointy ones for fall, right?
Exactly.
You know the ones.
The ones.
Props to them. I'm glad you made mention of that whole like claw toes. That's some big pet peeve of mine. You girls, I don't know.
Honey, if it ain't cute, cover it up. Don't show the world.
I don't care about your toes and the hygiene. Just clothes, like toes hanging onto the edge of the shoe.
No, that is not cute. That's what I'm saying.
Those toes are hanging on for dear life. You never walked in heels.
The wrong size.
Exactly. One size too small. Maybe three sizes too small. Well, Diddy does a Ciroc vodka commercial where he's like, ladies, if your toes hang over your shoes, they're too small. Thank you. Bye, Ciroc.
Wow. Hey, that's us ladies.
But Courtney's a classy girl. She would never do that.
Yeah, no, I got to say, Courtney, you got good shoes.
Courtney's feet are right where they need to be.
I try to keep the feet right. I got big feet, so it's kind of hard to even play it off if you're not doing it right.
Speaking of big, Courtney, I know you're a Lauren fan and you've been watching this whole weight thing. What'd you think of that?
Wham, wham, wham. Stop eating cookies, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Like mozzarella. Like,
or own your weight.
Whatever.
Own your weight.
Yeah.
I think she looks
just
good.
Deal with it or do what you need to do to lose it. Heard. So.
Yeah. Just,
and it's one thing
one.
If you see, there's very few people that like push really, really hard and honestly are doing everything that they think they can do to lose weight and they're not achieving it because then they have other issues.
Yeah.
She ain't showed no proof of that. She was eating the pizza and the mozzarella. Like, yeah. Honey, that's not like, a part of the diet plan.
Yeah.
If you gotta eat grass and smoke to be skinny, then that's
yeah. If
you gotta
smoke
to
crack to be skinny,
then if you're not willing to do it,
do
stop it. Whining about it.
That's true.
Heard.
That is true.
Because she's cute enough. Like she's chubby, but she's cute.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. And her, like I said, her boyfriend's like a big guy, so it makes her look even smaller. What
exactly.
is she worried about? You know.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Because is she gonna get thin and then leave her
really
man?
Doesn't feel pretty.
That's right. She doesn't
you
feel
are
pretty.
Beautiful.
But apparently Melania feels pretty all the damn time because she was screaming the hell out of Teresa and making sure she had her right.
And Teresa, oh, okay. Exactly. Teresa claims up and down all day. I'm the mother. What I say goes. Yeah. And her kids are out of control.
She's like, my daughter, she's energetic. Yeah. She's free.
Melania was under the bed looking like the Wicked Witch from The Wiz.
With her fucking striped socks hanging
she
out.
She looked like that piano fell on her, honestly. I was like, is she dead? No.
That's really funny.
Brand new day.
I was just watching this episode of The Kardashians where their kids weren't appreciating money, so they took them to like Skid Row or something to work in like a soup kitchen.
That
makes me laugh.
Hey, Kendall.
But exactly. I'm like, maybe that's what they should do with Melania and Gia.
They take Sir Teresa to a soup kitchen herself.
Exactly.
Okay. She's the problem.
Family gathering.
At Skid Row. Like, please. And we're trying to go to Skid Row, okay?
Well, on that note, let's go check out Skid Row while we go to a commercial.
Let's go.
Want to find out what the After Buzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729. I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband? Or your best friend.
The wig.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
Welcome back.
I can feel the
weight of the world. We've got the great white Barry in the studio this evening.
Push it down on me, baby.
So, Jesse, do we have any news and gossip today?
We do not have any news and gossip.
Holla, we'll straight to predictions.
Bam.
Oh, wait, can I say one thing about gossip?
Yes, girl! Skirt!
Okay, so I was in Target yesterday, and on the cover of, like, In Touch magazine or something.
Is that reliable?
Teresa and Juicy
yes,
Joe.
Yes, that was telling
is
them
that, a reliable
that they,
renew, magazine?
They renewed their vows.
Who did?
And
Teresa
in some
and Judas.
Big extravagant ceremony.
Yeah. Whoa.
They got supposedly got comped, like $25,000, blah, 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 ring. And
what?
They were getting ripped about everything got comped, and it's all for show, and Teresa, blah, blah, blah.
Who I'm cares? Sure it is. And for the magazine, too. That OK magazine probably paid them, like, how much money to do that thing?
Good for them. Get it.
Yeah.
I want to get that. Judas should leave her ass.
Get it how you can get it, Juicy Joe.
Yeah, Juicy.
He'd probably get better ass in jail anyway.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
I think he's gonna be chilling drunk gay. Up in the house with Teresa making all the money now
and half a tooth.
Yeah, that's crazy. Renew your vows, guys.
Is now the time to be renewing your vows after all this controversy? Wouldn't you just want a little time to like sit back? And...
Well, obviously,
that's the thing. She's delusional. Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't his idea. I know it wasn't his idea.
Contemplate crazy.
Yeah,
let's show him how our family
you
is
know
so
what,
tight-knit.
Babe, let's renew our vows.
He's like, what vows?
He's like, I love you more than ever. More than ever.
With a little through his teeth.
Yeah,
let's do it.
It's definitely for the money. With a little.
Tell me how.
The love of money. Well, that's our news and gossip on the predictions.
Yeah, that's on the.
After Buzz TV predictions.
I predict Albie coming way out next week and a possible foursome.
Oh.
What do you predict, Camerone?
I predict Ashley comes back on the show and...
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. It's been awfully quiet.
Yeah, I almost forgot about her.
I know.
Didn't she go to California?
Well, no. Next week is them going to Punta Cana.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. With Kathy and Teresa's big fight.
Wait, have you
so
guys
what do you
ever
think
been
Kathy
there?
Kathy and Teresa are going to fight. Is it going to be a jealousy thing?
No, it's going to be this episode, Kathy says Kathy something and Teresa's going to think it's her coming for her again. Teresa always thinks everybody's after her.
She's always
nobody
on the
wants
defense.
Her. Nobody wants
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Not even your husband wants you.
Oh.
Okay.
He just wants you to stop nagging him. He's like, the sun's not even up, tree.
Yeah.
She's annoying.
Oh, come on.
Really, did you really think that Teresa was... in competition with Kathy today because Kathy made that comment.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you really?
I feel like Kathy's been slithering around, keeping quiet for a minute because of their past controversy, mm-hmm. and she's overdue.
She's overdue.
You know?
Time
to check that
if she's
in.
A snake, you know, like it'll show.
Oh, so you think Kathy's emote. A snake too, huh?
I used to like her because I thought everything was going great, and I thought maybe there was just something I didn't catch in the beginning. I wasn't exactly sure why they started fighting from the get, but. Now, after that preview, it makes me second guess myself a little bit.
I like Kathy. I think
me
she's right.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think she's great.
Too, but I feel like.
Greg loves Kathy.
I only like two of them.
Oh,
I like.
Jesus.
Who?
Whoa.
Like Melissa?
Caroline.
And then.
Caroline, of
Jacqueline?
Course.
Jacqueline.
Yeah. I think they're the only normal
the people
yeah,
that are
Jesse.
Not up in
yeah.
the pot.
Kathy looks like she could, like, rip her face off and be like one of those. Fit mask like, you get in the Halloween store.
Kathy, yeah.
Like
that's
the
really
Ross
funny.
Perot mask.
Oh, the Ross. Oh, my goodness. This
sorry.
Is taking to you another level.
It's a Halloween special.
Wait, is
get
Kathy
Kathy
also
mask.
Related to Teresa and
yeah.
Melissa? She is.
How? Not Melissa. She's Kathy's.
By law.
Teresa's. No, Teresa's first cousin.
Okay.
Cousin Kathy. Every
even
family
more
has
reason
one.
Why she's shady.
So Melissa is related to her.
No,
somewhat.
Through marriage.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, yeah, Kathy is Joe.
Family is such a
baby
an
Joe.
Interesting thing.
So. Joe Bolkin.
Uh-oh.
Ow. Well, those are our predictions.
That's right. Shit's about to go down.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Jesse. And thank you, Courtney. And I love you. And I can't wait to see you Thursday.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
Take us out, Jesse.
Tell me how.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@afterbuzztv.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.